Hello and welcome.
What?
Welcome to the studio. What? I'm welcoming people.
Wow, you welcomed the crap out of them.
Holy I God. Am. We are buddies in space.
We are.
I am S. Michael Smith, and you are...
Not quite that excited, but...
What?
I am M. Michael Carassi. I mean, I'm excited. I'm just not... Whatever that was, because that was... Over the
I'm
top.
Enthusiastic.
Yeah, all right.
Because we're on TV.
We are on TV. And our usual podcast listeners need to know that there's a whole another element that they can be seeing for the first time by tuning into a TV station or our website. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I don't know either.
I just really
want
to...
But I know there is something that you... desperately want to say,
so
to get
badly,
off your chest
so
here.
Okay. So ever since I entered adulthood, I have had one desire overriding all else, and that is to curse on television. So, fuck. Shit. Okay, that was awesome. That was fantastic. All right.
Really?
Thanks. Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
Because the last time you did it, you didn't think it was that...
That never happened, man. We cut that. That's the beauty of television, dude. Well, you can't refer to something that doesn't exist anymore.
All right.
You should try it, though.
All right, so okay. The big news is that we haven't seen Star Wars yet.
Do you even know what that is? Because I'm starting to doubt that you know what Star Wars is.
So the good news for people watching is that
spoiler free.
There are no spoilers in this right
Can't
now.
Can't spoil if what you, we haven't fucking
If you haven't seen.
Seen
The Force Awakens, you will not be harmed by watching this.
Is that what it's called?
Force Awakens?
I always just see the Star Wars, and I don't actually read the text in the middle, because I figured it was a spoiler there. I don't know. Maybe
but we're
like...
excited. You have your tickets.
Yeah, I'm seeing it tomorrow. Which is, I don't know what that means temporally for the people
are you,
watching.
Are you all tingly about it?
I'm trying not to be, man. I'm trying, it's like...
Why? Why are you trying not to be?
The reviews have been
really good.
It's like
being excited for Christmas. You're allowed.
Okay, you know
you're
what?
You're allowed to get excited about it.
No. That you just nailed it. So the thing is, I am hell-bent on winning Christmas this year.
Wait, what?
I want to win Christmas. I want to fucking own it.
This is coming from... Isn't that what the theme from the Best Buy commercials is? Win Christmas or something like that?
Oh, God. Did I get that from that? Didn't realize it.
Yeah, I think so. It's either Best... It's one of the stupid places. It's probably Best Buy.
Okay.
They're like, buy a TV for somebody. Win Christmas.
Well, I'm using
Spend
it way
more
better.
Money than anyone else. Win Christmas that
Well,
way.
I've definitely got that done. Wait. That doesn't sound good. I'm not gonna. Yeah, forget I said that.
There's nothing wrong with that. Okay, but you wanna win Christmas.
Yeah, so that's
whatever
been my
that
focus.
Means to you.
So what that means to me is my family's coming to visit. I don't get to see them very often, right?
All right.
So they're gonna be at our house. We got. Tell me the tree that we got is not my wife and I got is not perfectly shaped.
The tree is lovely.
No, tell me it is not perfectly shaped. It is when you think Christmas tree in your head, it's our tree.
You're right.
Conical.
You're right. Because when I went to your house and I saw the tree for the first time, I honestly did remark on how symmetrical it looked.
Yeah, it was symmetrical, you said. I have also heard conical or conical.
Conical.
By the way, it is biopic.
It is a conifer, so.
Oh, God. We're going to do this.
No, I'm not going to do it. Okay. Not going down that road.
I did look it up. It's
biopic. It's a nice looking tree.
It is
it's
a beautiful
tree. It's well decorated.
Very well. Tastefully
you got decorated. A couple of nice new ornaments on there.
Oh, what do you want? A cookie?
What?
I mean, thank you. They're very nice ornaments.
You're welcome.
So,
one of them is a Star Wars ornament.
It's a Death Star.
It is a Death Star.
Spoiler alert, it blows up.
not the ornament. Not the ornament.
Oh.
I mean, no, not the ornament. That's
why
not why
I
gave you that.
Right now?
No. And a Krampus one.
Yes, for the wife, because that's more her thing.
Do you like... monstrous characters that are
that
cruel
children.
To children.
Yep. No, it's us to a degree. I'm the evil empire with the Death Star, and she, you know, likes things that beat children, but does not beat children.
To be honest, you have a child that I am assuming you don't beat.
No, because that would be wrong.
God. That was disturbing.
It was disturbing. That was what I was going for. So when we normally, so when we record, so we are Buddies in Space, as we mentioned, and we have a podcast, which is, I'd say, I could safely say at this point, this is probably our 20th episode, first being
really?
Filmed.
We've done that many times.
Well, I've done all the work. You just show up and record. But yes, we have done that many episodes. But I feel comfortable saying that we have tens of listeners. Tens of listeners.
And we, which might translate into dozens of viewers if we're very lucky.
I don't know if they, it could be really old people who don't know how to work a television and the radio is about, no, because they really on the internet, so I guess it doesn't make sense.
So apologies to anybody out there who is stuck on this channel and can't figure out how to change it.
Oh, the poor inmates.
We're going to try to make it up to you here by being as entertaining as possible. So you want to win Christmas. I want to get back to that.
Yeah, I want to win Christmas. So we got the perfect tree.
Do you win Christmas by impressing everyone?
I don't know, but I'm going to figure it out. I have an image.
This seems very shallow, I have to tell you.
Oh, it's incredibly shallow.
Okay.
It's fine.
As long as we're on the same page.
Whatever.
There.
Fuck it. Yeah. Shallow it up. It's Christmas. What, is there deep meaning to Christmas at this point? No, it's the shopping god. Come on, Best Buy has the... I stole Best Buy's ad campaign.
You did.
I didn't realize it because...
You did.
It went into my head.
Yeah.
But, so...
So you're buying stuff for people.
Well, okay, so I've been sitting on Christmas presents for 6 months.
Okay, yeah.
Because I would, like, buy them on
You've
Amazon.
You've had it planned out.
I've had it planned out. Like, I go deep. No, this is not shallow. This is deep.
It's deeply shallow.
It's deeply shallow. Yeah. So we're going to say it's mid-shoal. We'll come back to that. Anyway, so... My
put a button in that.
Stop sliding on the seat. So yeah, we'll put a button in it.
Yeah,
these are
fascinating.
When we are opening presents, I'm going to be handing presents to my lovely wife and my son, who may or may not know what to do with the wrapping paper, and my mother and brothers, and probably my father-in-law. And I'm going to have a fire going in the fireplace, which we had never used. And I'm terrified.
Have you had your fireplace cleaned at the very least? The chimney swept?
No, because we had a check when we bought the house, and they said it's totally good to use.
You're sure about this? I mean, there's always a possibility that some sort of animal has decided to make its home in there.
No, I went there with my father-in-law. It is entirely enclosed. It's not an open chimney. It's got, like, I went up on the roof. It's got wire mesh and, like, a hat. And it's got, like, metal sheeting that's, like, right into the roof. So there's no way an animal's getting in there.
All right. I'm just saying you might want to do a test fire.
I did. I was going to tell you that, and then you started raining on my fucking parade, dude. So I lit
some... Hey, you just swore again.
I know. I love it. Oh, that's awesome.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks. High five.
No.
Okay. We'll work on that. So I did light some... So we have a crackling log ready to go, and I inadvertently lit that on fire while I was doing my test fire.
A what log?
Crackling log?
Crackling log?
You ever seen the Firestarter logs? It's on the Wegmans.
I've had crackling oat bran. Does it look anything
like
that?
I really like crackling oat bran. No, nothing. Well, maybe. I haven't actually opened it. I'll get back to you on that. Ask me again the day after Christmas.
All right.
Okay. But
So it's a Firestarter. It's not a...
It's not a Firestarter.
Okay.
I really wanted to listen to that song right now. Hey, director... So, it's Zach, but we need to give him a cool code word. So,
I was going to go with Z-Man.
No, because that's a board game company.
I know, but Zach likes board games.
All right, well, let's go
we
with...
We all like board games.
Let's go with Headshot.
All right, we're going to call him Headshot?
So, yeah, we're going to go with... So, Headshot. So, Zach, you are now Headshot, the director. So, Zach, damn it. So, Headshot, can you play Firestarter by The Prodigy right at this moment? We're just going to listen to it.
Thank you. Beautiful.
It's exactly what I
want. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you, Headshot. I'm going to forget I named you that, and we're going to end up renaming
it. I feel like I'm playing Wipeout right now.
That was a good game. That was a damn good game.
That was like one of the big things about the game. Wipeout, the original Wipeout for the PlayStation.
Okay.
It had the soundtrack.
Oh, they meant just that song.
Well, that was one of the big songs on the soundtrack.
Okay. Prodigy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure I remember.
And
it was
a groundbreaking game and there'd never been a soundtrack like that with a game and it was perfect.
It baked a lot of ground.
Yeah, it did. Anyway, diverting back to your Firestarter log.
Firestarter log. So there is the Firestarter log, and then there's the
sparkler.
We're not naming fireworks.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it was a sparkler. No.
No, I don't think I said that.
What did you call it?
I didn't think I called it anything. It was the crackling log.
Crackling.
Yeah.
All right. Sparkling, crackling, whatever.
You don't want sparks coming out of your fireplace.
I don't know. It's Christmas. You want to be festive? Having a sparkler in the fireplace? That might be nice.
Where did you have your Christmases? In a forest fire? Like, what?
No, but I wasn't trying to win back then.
But you are now. So this is a competition.
Maybe now, yeah. Maybe now I want a sparkler in my fireplace.
Okay, well, we can work
okay,
on that.
Okay, what does a crackling log do?
A crackling log isn't...
That apparently isn't sparkling.
Fake log that does not sparkle, but it's basically for people like me who want to probably light their fireplace once a year and don't really want to deal with wood or having to know how to light a fire or dealing with all the gasoline that I assume you use in a fireplace. Because I don't fucking know. Didn't begin.
Yeah.
So...
Don't use gasoline in a fireplace.
Okay, but there's a gas line
coming in. And I'm not just saying that to you. I'm saying that to everyone out there.
Don't use gas.
Don't use gas in a fireplace.
The more you know. So
gasoline.
Oh, well, we have a gas fireplace, but they took it out.
A gas in the gas fireplace is fine. Gasoline in the fireplace is bad.
It's roughly the size of a large sub.
Did we clear enough of that out? Are we not going to get sued now?
They're welcome to try. I spent all my money on Christmas.
So you got a crackling log.
I got a crackling log. And it's just, it looks like the Firestarter log. It's the same people. And it's like, you know, it's like a hoagie size, roughly. And I think you just light it on fire, and I think it just burns for 3 hours. And it's like low smoke.
High crackle.
It's better be full of crackle. You can't name something crackling log and not have it crackle, right?
I wouldn't think so.
Not worried.
I mean, that would be, you know,
no, Mike, if this shit doesn't crackle like a 50s Christmas movie, then I'm going to be pissed. No, we did inherit it with the house, though. It was actually—it's been sitting in the front.
The crackling log came with the house.
It was a gift. It was a gift from the people on the house. They left us some bottles of water in the fridge. And,
I gotta wonder if these things expire now.
Dude, you are shitting all over my perfect Christmas.
Well, apparently you're not taking enough things into consideration. Maybe you should be more worried about some of these Christmas issues. I'm trying to help you win here, man.
Can we call them?
I'm in your corner.
Chris shoes?
Sure.
Okay, so Chris shoes. Well, the tree didn't fall over. We tested it with the toddler, and he didn't want to pull it over, so that was cool. I tested the fireplace, and the smoke comes out the good end. Maybe there's other stuff that comes out the other end I don't know about. And the presents are good, and yeah, I think that's it. Oh, and I'm going to cook a lot because I'm Italian, and you know, you got to make fish on Christmas Eve.
All right. Wait, what?
The Feast of Seven Fishes?
Are you making this up?
No, actually, I'm not.
Are you really not?
No, I'm not.
Because I've never heard of this. I'm not Italian.
Really?
But maybe this is a new thing.
No, it's not.
It's a new thing to me. I swear never heard of this.
We Italians like to get together every 10 years or so and think, well, what are we going to, because we're all stereotypical too, right? So what are we going to do? We need to come up with something else for the holiday to really fuck with the people like a Smike who don't know their tradition. And then someone said, hey, I know Giuseppe. And Giuseppe said, hey, Alfonso, what do you know? And Giuseppe's like, I lost track. They're like, I think, it's the Feast of Seven Fishes, and you make seven fish. I think
you make seven fish.
It's a bitch.
Do they have to be different fish?
Yeah.
Can it be seven of the same fish, or it has to be like seven completely different types of fish?
Seven completely different types of fish.
All in one dish?
No, seven different dishes.
I'm trying so hard not to rhyme right now.
So, Mike, do you have to make a wish? No, it's. I think it's about prosperity because, you know, like, hey, we have all this fish. It's also about making, probably knowing the Italian tradition, it's probably making your poor wife cook seven, you know, courses of fish while the guys drink grappa.
So did you refresh your grappa supply?
No.
Well, jeez,
it burned.
How are you going to win without grappa?
Because that's the only Italian, I'm only doing two fish. It's the festival of two fish. It's like,
is there a red fish and a blue fish?
There's one fish, there's two fish. You are making this not as cool as it sounded in my head, you jerk.
That's my job, man. I'm there for you. I'm there for you.
Dick. So I'm making two fish and a bunch of other stuff.
Light on the fish, man. That's all I'm saying.
Look, all I'm saying is I'm not as prosperous as my Italian forebears, apparently. All right, so
I think you should make up with some grappa.
There's like I got a ton of booze. Got that taken care of. It's beer and wine. We do the weirdest tradition that anyone's ever heard of.
Okay, weirder than seven fish.
Yeah, actually, stranger.
That's pretty weird to me.
You're going to say this is weirder. You ready?
All right.
I might have told this before.
All right, lay it on me, man.
This is not Italian. This is only my family. We drink wine and cream soda. Red wine and cream soda. Is that weirder than the fish?
It sounds awful.
It's actually delicious.
It sounds awful.
It's delicious.
It sounds awful because I am a fan of cream soda.
Well, yeah, but we're not talking artisanal cream soda here.
You're talking like polar cream
soda. Yeah, we're talking like A&W. You get that?
Yeah.
There's nothing natural in this cream soda feeling.
Yeah. It's terrible.
But it's good because you take shit
also, red it would
wine.
Kill me because, yeah, the I can't.
Well, you're not going to have any, are you?
I know. I'm saying you've already lost my Christmas at this point.
Luckily, I'm not trying to win your Christmas. Also, what have I told you about revealing our superhero, kryptonite on camera?
Oh,
we've had this discussion. Now everyone knows.
Everybody's going to be chasing me around with a water gun
wine.
Full of red wine.
It's like a super soaker.
Yeah.
Nah. I don't know.
Not again. Jeez.
Oh no, not again. Spaceballs. So yes, I'm going to win Christmas. It's. I have a name for it. I have a code name for Christmas.
Oh, no.
I just told my wife tonight, and she didn't believe me that I don't think she realized I was being serious.
Well, I think you have to tell us now.
Operation Perfect Christmas.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting something a little more creative, I guess.
Fuck, what was the director's name? What did we name him? Headshot?
Headshot.
Cyborg killer?
Headshot.
Headshot. If you're feeling up for it, maybe you could throw a really cool, better name than Operation Perfect Christmas, like right roughly here. Yeah. And then also make my
package. That is much better, honestly.
Bigger.
That is way better than Christmas.
Yeah.
You should have thought of that.
Damn, he is a creative guy. All right. Well done. So that's how I'm going to win Christmas. Really, it's already been won.
I'm afraid for you, man.
The letdown?
Yeah. I mean, you've got it all planned out, and I understand that. And I just hit the mic. Whoops. So we can edit that out.
You hit me?
No. Oh, no. We're not doing this again. We're not doing the mic joke again. Or are we?
No, we're not. No,
okay,
it's done.
Good.
That ship passed, dude.
Yeah.
It sailed? The ship sailed?
I'm concerned for you that something might go amiss with your perfect Christmas, and it might utterly destroy you.
I think you think I have more stock in this than I actually
You sound have. Like you have quite a bit of stock in this.
Because it's foolproof. It can't go wrong. It's perfect. Perfect, I tell you. I was on the roof yesterday because the wind flipped the icicle Christmas lights up in the gutter. So I'm assuming you're in Rochester if you're watching this, right? But maybe the tens of people listening to the podcast aren't. So Rochester is, like most of this part of the country, having this bizarrely warm season.
Yeah, Buffalo is still right. And true fact, Buffalo is currently continuing to set a record.
It's still going?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
For the longest they've gone in like well over 100 years now. Mm-hmm. With no significant snowfall.
And all it takes is a tenth of an inch of accumulation to count as significant. Which for Buffalo is like waking up in the morning.
Yeah.
That one got away from me.
But anyway, it's crazy. It's unseasonably warm and will remain so at least through Christmas.
Mm-hmm. That's why I've been running every day. It's weird. Running in Rochester.
I know, like,
December.
The grass is green and...
I'm contemplating mowing on Christmas Day just to get a picture of it and then be like, look what I did on Christmas. Like, all you jerks in the South are always like, look, I'm in Texas and it's really warm and I'm sipping a margarita on Christmas. And be like, well, I'm fucking mowing. Which somehow still sounds lame because I'm still doing housework, like, when I could be opening presents. But anyway... So I was on the roof because the wind has been so strong, right? Because, El Nino was like, I'm going to screw with everything.
Yes.
And so I might have gotten up on the roof in the middle of December purely to fix some lights.
From everything else you've said to going to this, that doesn't sound, like crazily unreasonable.
But the whole time, all I kept thinking in my head was Operation Christmas.
You mean Operation
Perfect
Christmas.
I forgot the name of my own secret operation.
See, that's why you needed that other name.
Right. And I started thinking about how much of a better name. It's not even there. I'm just looking down now. Where, the ghost
where it
where
used
it
to
was.
Be. Oh, perfect Christmas name. We miss you so much.
Such a better name than mine. So, yeah, I run the risk of that. That's true. Well, okay. I could do the other route and do your Christmas.
Which is sitting at home and seeing what's on TV.
Maybe Prodigy music videos.
Maybe, I don't know, watching some Netflix.
You gonna watch Jessica Jones?
Yeah, we're gonna watch Jessica Jones.
How far are you?
We haven't watched any anymore. I've been feeling really bad for the last, like, week or so.
You know what would make you feel better? Fucking Jessica Jones! The show was amazing. Daredevil was, like, good. I know you guys didn't take to it, and you're weird, but Daredevil was solid show. Jessica Jones is like, oh, hi, Daredevil. I'm just gonna pass you. I'm climbing.
Yeah, I'm climbing.
Oh, look. Oh, it's so high up. I can see everything because I'm such a good show. Wow. Hi, Netflix. How did you even manage to do this? Hello. Do you get it?
I get it.
Do you want me to go higher?
No.
I could lower it if it makes it.
It's okay. You don't have to lower it.
You sure?
I know. We've watched several episodes. I want to finish watching Jessica Jones.
It got better. It got even better.
I understand. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to watching the rest of Jessica Jones. I really am.
You sound like you're trying to convince yourself.
I'm not. I'm being honest. I'm enthusiastic about it. I want to see it.
Okay.
It's going to be the next thing I watch on Netflix.
On Christmas Day.
Probably.
I got you. So my perfect Christmas present for you is a year subscription to Netflix. So, nailed it. But, yeah. So are you doing anything, are you taking advantage, other than getting sick and having the plague? And you had like all those bandages in a picture that your wife sent. But so did you get the Mumra thing? Did that make sense?
What, the reference to, oh my gosh, it wasn't He-Man.
It's not He-Man, but Erica thought that too.
No. It's Thundercats, right?
Thundercats.
Yeah. I'm a little too old for that, but yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I got it.
Because my wife like shouted downstairs. She's like, Mike's covered in bandages. And I was like, what? And I looked at the picture. You just had a couple of Band-Aids on.
Yeah, I had the stupid, the norovirus or whatever the hell it is that was going around.
What?
The stomach. It's a the stomach
what,
flu.
What was it called?
Norovirus.
I thought you said neural virus. Okay.
No,
wow.
Norovirus.
You should stick
it's
with neural
It's not a big deal.
It sounds way bigger, though.
It's the stomach flu. It's not a real flu. Getting a flu shot won't protect you from it. It's something you just get every once in a while and makes you feel awful.
Okay.
And I've still got not the virus, but just the after effects of it. It was bad. I was dehydrated for a while, and I was getting bad reflux and all the bad stuff. And then we went to the doctor because I couldn't sleep because of all this stuff going on.
You know, this is rapidly turning into Dr. Oz, right?
Yeah, okay. But you brought up the bandages, so I feel like I have to explain this now.
I think you could have just left it in their imagination, but go for it, man. That would take us home.
So no, they were like, hey, can we need to get a urine sample, and I managed to get that out, and
well, I'm so glad we covered that. Okay.
And then like we need to get a blood sample. I'm like, fine, let's do this. I hate giving blood samples. I'm not a big fan of needles.
And this is where things went south.
Yeah, things went south because the nurse, bless her heart, is that what I'm supposed to say when somebody screws something up but you
I'm
don't want
I'm assuming
wanna...
what you should say is was a shit phlebotomist.
Yes.
Because I had a shit phlebotomist recently, and that is awful. Oh my god.
Yeah. So she's. I'm gonna demonstrate on one. Okay. Pretend that the sleeve isn't here.
This is all my blood right here.
No, this is your. It's your arm. No, should we do this? Let's do this one. This I like this one better. Okay. So she hit both of them.
You have a favorite
arm. She went at both.
Do you think about this a lot? Which of my arms?
No, she went at one, and it didn't take. She couldn't get anything.
Oh, you still got a bruise.
Yeah, I've still got a bruise. And then she's like, okay, well, let's try the other one.
Okay.
So she's in it. She's got the needle thing. She's going in. She goes in kind of nice, and she's like, nope.
What?
And then she does this. She goes, I can't figure out where it is. And she takes her hand off of it, and it's like bobbing around loose in there.
God.
I'm like, what are you doing? Don't
are you,
you don't just
pain
let go
point?
Of a needle that's in somebody's arm?
I'm sorry, that sounds terrible, but what
it was
the
a
hell?
Little, yeah, it was unpleasant.
Wow.
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Was she moving the needle around in the vein, like in the under the skin?
She didn't hit the vein. I don't know what she was doing.
Oh, okay.
She was like trying to scrape out plaque or something, for all I know.
She was helping you out, man. You're not a spring chicken, is all I'm saying.
Anyway, yeah, it was an unpleasant experience. I'm feeling better now. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. What I was originally driving at was, have you been doing anything because of the unseasonable weather that you would normally do, other than getting deathly ill?
Anything that the Not really. I would have been outside more, but I've been sick for the past week. I probably will get outside.
Good.
Maybe like go for a hike on Christmas Day. Why not?
That's cool. That's like.
It's gonna be like what, 50 almost?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain. It's gonna be 60 the day before, but like hiking on Christmas sounds, I don't want to say badass, but it's like, okay, I have a thing that I do, and I'm so passionate about it. Fuck your holiday. I'm gonna do this thing instead. And then people are like, whoa, that's weird, but that's kind of rad.
If it's raining though, we'll probably just go out to see a movie.
Star Wars?
Maybe.
Who's gonna be seeing Star Wars on? So okay. I noticed something today, actually, that I have a strange habit I've developed, and I thought I'd share it. This is a good venue for this.
Sure. This is definitely the place where we want to share our strange habits, like
that we've just learned about
share
ourselves.
Away.
In
share
addition
away.
To the fish that the Italians have just as a community decided to cook on Christmas Eve. No, I was, I've been running, right? And I have a 5K route that I really like, and I basically run it every day, so I'm getting very little health benefit out of it. It just makes me feel good. Because my body's like, oh, this, yeah, it's like walking. But I've noticed that I've become, I don't know how to describe it, I've become a deliberate waiver.
Deliberate waiver.
Yeah, so I run in some areas that don't have a lot of shoulder, and they're kind of sloped, so it's kind of hard to get off of the road. So when a car comes and they move, you know, they probably selfishly don't want to hit me and ruin their car, so they kind of go in the other lane.
Yes.
Right?
As someone who drives... And
who operates a motor vehicle.
Yeah, and frequently sees people running or walking on the road,
right.
On the side.
Mm-hmm.
I will do that so as not to hit them.
Right.
Or as not to be in any danger of hitting them.
Right.
Should they perhaps trip.
Which I'm terrified of doing.
Have an epileptic seizure and, you know, start flailing around for some, you know, unexpected reason.
It could happen.
It could happen.
Stranger things. I figured
Give them
it out.
A wide berth.
I figured out that if I tried, there are certain areas, if it's muddy out, if I stepped off of the pavement, so I mean, you're talking about like this much, maybe a foot and a half of shoulder. If I stepped off into mud, it's inevitable. I've run the scenario in my head as I run many times. I would slip, so I'd be running along the road, so the car is coming this way. I would go to step off, and I would slip, and my head would end up perfectly under their tire. it is guaranteed that is where my...
I can see that.
Right?
can see that. It's so...
Legit.
Yeah.
It's a totally legitimate concern. So I, as a runner, runners appreciate it when you get out of our way. And we will try to get out of your way, but sometimes there's nowhere to go. Right? That's my point. But...
Hey, also as a driver, sometimes there's nowhere for me to go.
Oh, and I totally get that. But that actually feeds into what I'm about to say. So
sometimes... Should I just keep interrupting you? Or you just want to go?
Do that anyway.
From the driver's perspective?
You know what? Do it.
No, but let's do a little back and forth.
Okay.
So I'm driving.
And I'm running.
And I see the runner there.
I'm sweating. I'm like, I'm in
I'm approaching
zone.
The runner. I'm like, I don't want to hit this guy.
Right?
I mean,
fuck up my day.
I don't know if he's a jerk or a nice guy, but it's too much hassle. I don't want to hit him.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, who knows?
It's going to dent my car.
So I'm going to give him, oh. Now see, just past the other, just past that runner. There's another car coming.
Right.
Oh, man. I'd like to give him a wide berth.
But you can't. Because
but I can't
inevitable
because...
Inevitable accident.
That other car, if I go over that middle line, I'm going to hit that other car.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Screw this guy.
Wait, so you're telling... So let me repeat back. I want to reflect back what I'm hearing, Smike. So you're saying that when you are driving and there's someone running and you say, oh, if there's no cars coming, then I'm going to go out of my way.
Yeah.
But if there's a car coming, you run into the person running? Because it's basically what you've just said. I just want to confirm.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that my concern for his safety diminishes somewhat as concern for my own safety is heightened.
I think you kill people. That's what I'm taking
not,
from this.
You can't prove anything.
Well played, sir. So I've started this weird habit only since the warm weather started. I have no idea what the correlation is here. But when I'm running, so a car will be coming, and I'll see if they cross the double line.
Yeah.
So their driver's side has to cross the second line. The first line, they don't get shit from me. But the second line, I will wave. And I'll give a nice, like, but here's the thing. Like I used to kind of just throw out my hand, like, you know, hey. Like, you know, thanks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's gotten like I want a connection with every driver now who goes out of their way. So it started as like a wave, and then I was like, oh, sometimes they wave back. I noticed this a couple days ago, or like a week ago. So I was like, okay, I'm going
to
start. Like,
that must be tough to see. I mean, it's depending on how fast you're driving.
I polarize eyeglasses, so I think it helps. Right. It removes some of the glare from the windshield.
And this is like a 35 mile per hour zone, or?
No, sometimes it's like 50.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Or they shouldn't be doing it, but they go 50 because it's farmland. But, so I'll be running. So now it's like I wait for the perfect moment to wave so that if they're going to wave before they pass me so that I'll get to see it. And then I like give a nod. So this has evolved from like this, me just kind of flailing a thank you to like wave, like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, okay, we're cool, right? And it's just getting more elaborate as time goes on. I don't know what to make of it. I don't understand what it means.
I don't know.
And if you don't wave to me.
I'm a little concerned. Are you at the point where you see someone and you're like, I waved at that guy yesterday?
No.
Does he remember me?
No, not yet. No. But it will happen because I'm starting to pay way more attention than I should be to the people passing me who are going out of their way. Like, these are the people who are doing me a courtesy. And I'm like, you better wave back. You better wave back, asshole, because I'm going to wave to you.
All right. But hey, if it's that situation and I'm driving.
You're going to hit me. I know.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to try not to hit you. But if that other car is coming, I'm going to be focused on driving in a straight line.
Okay.
As close to the edge as I can without, you know, running into the other car. I'm not going over that line for you, though.
I know.
And I'm not going to take my hands off the wheel to wave at you because I've got a stone cold grip on that steering wheel.
What did I just say is the prerequisite for me waving? I will not wave if they don't cross the double line.
I'm doing the best I can.
You're way too. You've clearly murdered
someone. I am doing
someone.
The best I can.
Why are you yelling?
And you're not going to wave at me.
No.
What else do you want? What do you want from me in this situation?
Why are you so defensive?
Well, what do you want? You're not going to wave at me. What am I supposed to do?
Well, I'm supposed to wave at every car that
passes me? You want me to stop for you?
No.
Should I stop, let the other car go by, and then pull around you?
Let's rewind.
That what you want?
Let's rewind.
That's what I'm hearing.
So clearly,
because I'm not going to get a wave otherwise.
What you experienced some agita, would you say, when you were presented with a runner on one side close to the road and then an oncoming car? Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I want everybody to live.
Okay. Well, I'm still not convinced, but I'm just going to make the assumption that you're some kind of basic human being here. So in this situation, do you really want me waving and expecting a wave back, or do you want me to just keep a straight line?
I don't know.
And let you drive straight and not hit or die.
Just acknowledge me, man. Like a thumbs up or something. Like, thanks for not killing me.
But that's going to look sarcastic. No, you know what? Fuck it. Stand up. Go over there. Let me show you how this is going to look. You ready? All right, you're driving.
Yeah.
All right.
So my gosh, there's another car coming. I got a narrow channel here.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to move towards you like you're moving.
Because I'm going to be moving faster. You sure you don't?
We're slowing us down for two.
All right, ready? All right, one,
ready? Yeah.
Two, three.
Okay, yeah. I just feel like a douche doing that.
That was fine.
It looks douchey.
You
also,
acknowledged me. You acknowledged I was trying not to kill
it's
you.
It's dangerous, for one thing, because my hand is coming close to your car. Yeah. Oh, I saw the little deflated. You didn't think about that. You didn't think about the danger you were putting me in because you want a thumbs up. Listen, man, if you need a thumbs
then
up, see your proctologist.
Use the other thumb. Is it that hard?
All right.
Is it that hard?
I'm
not going to get up again for that.
Well, maybe I'll surprise you with something else.
All right.
Let's try something
else. We're going to do
this again. Okay, yeah. All right.
Must not kill. Okay. See?
That's what I feel like I'm doing. It's the same. You're going so fast, you might not be able to tell.
No, I saw that.
You're reenacting it on a carpet. When you're driving at 57 miles an hour past the speed limit because it's farm country, you're going to see me putting a finger up, and it could very easily be my middle finger. Maybe I have abnormally large thumbs.
No.
Okay. Well.
Give me a thumb, good. Give me a finger, no. It's really that simple.
What about nothing? And then this doesn't even become an issue.
That's fine.
Why did you wink?
I don't know.
You just had this like, it's like what the murder, it's like something like Dahmer would do. It'd be like, oh, it's good. I don't like human flesh.
I don't know what to think about this anymore. I have to reevaluate whatever somebody does or doesn't do when I drive by them as they're walking on the road now.
And that's what I'm saying is it's once you start down that path, it's very productive to start reading into everything that the driver does, is my point. But your problem is actually you need to go further back, probably to your childhood, and really unpack why is it that you need a thumbs up in the first place? What is lacking in your life that you need the approval of a random person running on the side of a road, Mike? Let's talk about that.
Well, now that I know that this approval gets given, because that's what you're telling me.
I do.
I want a piece of that.
Okay.
I want something. I want to wave. I want a high. I want to.
Why?
I
want to know why. Why do you need that?
Because it's there.
So it's just the American, I want it because it's.
Something is there and I'm not getting it. I'm not happy about that.
You know, that sounds shallow.
Oh, maybe you should invite me over for Christmas.
No, because.
See,
Operation
now I'm unhappy
Christ-
because other people are getting a couple of fish. And I'm not.
It's just, it's stuffed calamari and breaded flounder.
You so calamari twitched. Counts as fish?
It does.
Really?
Well.
I guess if you're Italian, it does.
Whoa. Oh, shit. No, you didn't.
What, am I wrong?
Oh, shit. What is this? Like, oh, okay. So if you're Italian, then that's a fish. But everyone else knows it's not a fish, is what you're saying.
I'm saying it's popular in Italian cuisine.
I'm not arguing with that fact, but I would argue that it's a lot more of a fish than, like, pork, which doesn't live under the fucking water.
Who's saying pork is a fish?
You are!
No, I'm not!
That's exactly what you said in a very roundabout way that I'm interpreting it as. Yes, calamari is a seafood. How about that?
It okay.
Is a, can you argue with that?
No, I can't argue with that.
Okay.
Why would I?
It's You're arguing about the calamari.
Out of the sea.
You're arguing about the calamari, saying only Italians treat it as fish.
Well, I don't think I would call it a fish.
From a food
perspective,
from a food perspective, you would not refer to it as fish.
No.
But see, you will concede seafood.
Yeah.
Okay. I may have to get
off
my horse.
I would call it a shellfish.
Whoa.
Even though it's not really in a shell,
it's not
I would think it'd be closer to a shellfish.
It's a cephalopod.
Okay. You get points for that.
Have you never walked into a restaurant and been like, I would like your finest plate of braised cephalopod? Because I haven't, because I can't fucking say the word. Now I really want to say it. And I'm going to do it as pompous as... I'm going to be a really pompous doctor in order. You ready?
Yes. No. Be a really pompous phlebotomist ordering cephalopod.
Okay. Do you want to be my waiter?
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, good evening, sir. I'm Mike. I'll be your server this evening.
I don't care about your name.
Oh, you're a dick then. And I refuse to serve you.
Well, I never. I came into this restaurant with one purpose only, and that was to have your finest braised cephalopod. But now it won't be served. I should take your blood badly. Mike?
No, so my name does matter now.
I remembered that I stuck you with a needle 5 times and couldn't find your vein.
Ah, you found my restaurant.
I'm a phlebotomist.
I was just trying to get you to say phlebotomist and cephalopod in the same sentence.
I, Mike, the phlebotomist, would like some braised cephalopod.
There we go. Was that so hard?
Yes, actually, it was really hard. Perhaps you should learn another word, like archipelago or something.
What?
Archipelago.
Archipelago? Is that really how you say that?
No. But I did have to look up biopic.
Biopic?
Were we part of this conversation?
Right. You were right on that.
No, according to the internet, according to like one of the dictionary sites I checked on the internet, it's biopic, which is the stupidest thing because it's a biopic.
I thought you were right on that. I thought biopic was the correct.
I think I'm right. In the way that
I know
someone...
you think you're right always, Mike.
Okay, that's
we
fair.
We know this.
That is fair. But I think I'm right in the way that a sensible person using reason and logic addressing the human language, English language.
Yes.
I think I'm right there. But apparently,
English is a human language. Yes. You're right.
One of many.
You're right again.
See, it's hard not to be right when you're me. I'm Mike, the phlebotomist, and I don't eat on archipelagos. I eat on archipelagos. I think that's something I bought my son for Christmas, actually. They're islands and they stack.
Really?
No.
Well, it should be a thing.
It should. It probably is. You can probably get
on
like
Etsy. Give him a toy cephalopod while you're at it.
Oh, my God. No one listened to what we're saying right now. Dude, think about it. Archipelagos? We got to Etsy this shit. Like, islands that you can arrange and then they can stack? What if they're fucking Transformers, too? Oh, my God. The market is wide open here. Wide open.
There might be a teeny bit of licensing by calling them
Legos. It's archipelago, one word. Lego is a standalone word. So look, I know I'm Mike. I know a little bit about law. I'm fairly positive this will work.
I'm sure you do know a little bit about law.
Martial law from Tekken, you know, is the Bruce Lee character. Did the flip. I love that he did the move where he would run up someone and then flip and then fall on them.
Yes.
That was the raddest thing I'd ever seen in fighting game.
The big news about that. To just go in a completely different direction.
We've derailed.
But we haven't. Yeah, we did. We need to get our nerd in here. I think we're on Tekken 7 now.
Are we? Holy crap.
Yeah. And the big news is that they're adding... Tekken 7 is only in the arcades right now.
Can't okay, but well, that they usually do it.
Yeah. Right. They're bringing a new character in and like incorporating him into the storyline.
I love that there's a story to this game.
Yeah, there's a story. It's ridiculous.
It's incomprehensible.
They are bringing in Akuma from the Street Fighter series.
Really?
Yes. He is the new character in Tekken. So they're rolling an update out to the existing Tekken 7 arcade games with him in it.
So it's not like...
incorporated into the story.
Right, it's not like when they put Yoda in it or Spawn.
Yeah, no.
It's just like straight... or Link.
Yeah.
It's straight up, no, this is part of the mythos.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel
about
that.
That's the thing, though.
I might not feel anything about that, I'm not going to lie. Because you were a Street Fighter guy, right?
I played both. I swung both ways.
I was a hard Tekken guy.
I'm sure you were.
Tekken made me hard. No, that...
that's...
I played Tekken a lot, and I didn't play Street Fighter. So you swung both ways, but I was hard for Tekken. God damn it, that doesn't sound right either.
And one more random geeky tech news thing.
Dude, we are totally... oh my God, we are so geeky, you have to believe us. Look at my shirt! It's E.T. with a xenomorph!
Yeah, which I bought for you.
Oh my God, you're my sugar daddy.
Yeah. There's a new internet error code.
What? There's a new internet?
No, there's going to be a new internet error code.
Okay.
You're familiar with the 404, obviously.
Yeah,
the page not found.
Yeah.
403 forbidden error.
Ooh, yeah, I like that one. Yeah. It's saucy.
Well, they've come up with a new error, and
this totally sounds like a joke setup.
No, this is dead serious.
Okay,
it's going to sound like a joke when I say it. It's going to be an error for a page which is censored, which means you're running up against this error because a government agency has said that you can't get to this website.
Oh my God, it's 1984.
Would you like to guess what the number of this error is?
I would say 666, but that's too obvious.
No. No, that timeout. It is an error 451. As in Fahrenheit 451. The classic book about censorship.
That's not a joke?
That's not a joke.
You're being serious right now?
I'm being completely serious. So yeah, when you...
it must have got to be a joke.
No! This is really a thing. They're going to be doing this. They're going to be... it's not going to roll out yet, but... It's going through the approval processes. They're going to be hitting error 451s. Like if you try to go to Pirate Bay or something,
right?
Error 451. Can't do it because censorship.
Because censorship. Because reasons.
Yes. The other thing is that if you're in a heavily censored area, you're probably not even going to see the error 451 on the screen. It'll just happen.
I worked at, totally quick, I temped at the College Board and in New York, and we were renting space in the American Bible Society building, so everything was censored. I couldn't even go to like carmagazine.com or whatever. So,
and let's thank somebody for not censoring us. Which
speaking of not censorship, because I got to fucking curse like a fucking sailor, thank you to Rochester City Television for hosting us with our inaugural, probably only.
Who knows?
Who knows? Probably only. Buddies in Space filmed production of our podcast. That sounded
great.
Sounded like what it is.
Let's go with that.
All right. Thanks to everybody for hosting us. Check out buddiesinspace.com, spelled the way it sounds. Not Space Buddies. Again, really hate that they still, even though it's a dog movie that has not had a sequel in I don't know how long, they still get more hits than us.
But you'll get more of this without this, which might be an improvement.
And if you're only listening to the podcast, you don't know which was which. Could be more of this and less of this, or more of this and less of this. Good side, bad side. Buddies in Space is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. Visit stolendress.com to check out other Stolen Dress podcasts, blogs, tweets, videos, and books.
That was it?
Yeah, that's. I make a big deal out of it, but it's really not. Do you want to do it?
No, no. I think we're good.
It's on TV, though.
I
there is like a 51 to 90% chance they're not going to ask us back.
No.
You will never get to read this copy on TV.
I'm okay with that.
Thank you so much to everyone who made this possible. Rochester City Television, the wonderful gentleman running the cameras.
Biz Jason.
Biz Jason and Mike with the mics and...
Headshot Zach.
Z-Man.
Z-Man. Eagle Eye. God. Headshot? Headshot. It was Headshot.
Time for drinks.
Let's go drink.
There's no lights on. I think we stopped recording 5 minutes ago.
They're like this. They were never
so,
recording.
Hilariously, the mixer board was on like a wipe fade by accident that I didn't notice. So it actually wiped through and came back, and then you guys kept talking. It was actually perfect. So then I faded out the real time, so I'm almost just going to leave.